May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Poobah of Cuke Audio and Cuke Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today we have the fourth clip in the audio clip of Shunyu Suzuki giving the lecture that he gave on Thursday, July 22nd, 1965, in the evening at Los Altos, at Marion Derby's living room. And this lecture is entitled, we give them all titles, Wisdom, and Zen Center does too. So we take Zen Centers and sometimes we give them Wisdom Seeks Wisdom. And it's not one that ended up in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. So I'll just start, I'll read it, and then when I'm through reading it, I'll play the audio, like we're doing. Now, if you're looking at the text in on shunyusuzuki.com and on the site search page, that would be 65-0722 is what you put in the keyword box, and that'll bring it right up. This is the fourth paragraph, third line down. That's where I start. I read into the fourth paragraph last time. So here you have in your everyday life precepts. And you have freedom too. Whatever you do, that is up to you. As long as you have freedom, you yourself make some decision. So you should be responsible for that. You should not say that Buddha should be responsible for it. I don't mind. I'm not responsible for that. You cannot say so in your everyday life. So in our everyday life, we should have precepts. We should observe the precepts instead of leaving responsibility for Buddha. We should be responsible for that. But at the same time, you have freedom. There is no need for you to be bound by precepts. Precepts are formulated by your own choice. As long as you take conscious activity, there is freedom. And at the same time, you should be responsible for that. This is freedom, true freedom. To leave all the responsibility to Buddha is not freedom.
So, here you have, in your everyday life, you have precepts. And you have freedom too. Whatever you do, that is up to you. As long as you have freedom, you yourself make some decision. So you should be responsible for that. You should not say that it's Buddha should be responsible for it. I don't mind. I'm not responsible for that. You cannot say so in your everyday life. So in our everyday life, we should have precepts. We should observe the precepts instead of leaving responsibility for Buddha. We should be responsible for that. But at the same time, you have freedom. There's no need for you to be bound by precepts. Precepts is formulated by your own choice. As long as you take conscious activity, there is freedom. And at the same time, you should be responsible for that. This is freedom, true freedom, to leave all the responsibility to Buddha is not freedom.
This has been a Kyuk Audio podcast. I'm DC, Pooba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from sleepy Sonora with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.